Opinions expressed in the following program do not necessarily reflect the views of Charter Communications nor its sponsors. We recognize our obligation to present opposing points of view by responsible spokespersons. For information, please contact the director of program.
She stands in the face of evil and will not lose hope or faith. America, the land of freedom, is still the home of the brave. So raise the banner.
Straight Talk is brought to you in part by Southern California Edison. For over 100 years, life powered by Edison. And by the Press Telegram, your local news leader for over 100 years.
Join us for tonight's edition of Straight Talk. And now your host, Art Levine.
Good evening and welcome to Straight Talk. We have a fantastic show for you tonight. We'll be joined this evening by two representatives of the Port of Long Beach, the Executive Director, Richard Stanky, and the President of the Board of Harbor Commissioners, Doris Topsy-Elvord. We'll also be meeting representatives of the Long Beach Alliance, Mark Bixby and Kurt Castagna. They are very interested in getting the terminal upgraded at the Long Beach Airport. And in the last segment, we'll meet our friend Ken Rabin, owner of Maury's of Naples, one of our many quality sponsors. But we're joined first now by the representatives of the port. And Doris and Richard, welcome to Straight Talk.
Thank you.
Thank you.
The port has embarked upon a very ambitious and exciting program called Greenport. Doris, tell us a little bit about what Greenport is all about.
Well, actually, Greenport is environmental protection, and environmental protection is one of our top priorities. We adopted the Greenport policy, which spells out a new way to do business in an environmentally friendly way. We adopted it as a board in January of 05. In the first year of the Greenport policy, we have retrofitted the terminal tractors with exhaust devices to reduce emissions. We have approved the replacement of all of the harbor locomotives with clean diesel locomotives. And we'll be launching a green flag program in 2006, which will be offering incentives for as much as $2.2 million to encourage the ship operators to reduce their vessel speed in order to improve air quality.
And you had a very exciting open house for the community, which I, in fact, attended with a couple of thousand residents. And I applaud the efforts of the port to reach out to the community. For a long time, the port has been kind of a forbidden place over there. God forbid you should drive by accident and the 18-wheelers, you know, it was kind of stay away. But you're really reaching out, and your annual report embodies the Greenport philosophy. It's a beautifully printed document, and it looks and feels similar to the philosophy which you are espousing. And I was there at this first annual Reach Out Greenport open house. Let's take a look at what was going on.
On Saturday, October 1st, the Port Administration Building was transformed. There were free environmental harbor cruises, which showcased specific programs to enhance the environment. Mini laboratories where new, cleaner technologies could be seen in action. Port equipment that has been retrofitted with special exhaust devices to reduce harmful air emissions. New, cleaner burning diesel fuels, too. And all sorts of educational booths where you could discover how the Port of Long Beach is clearing the air, improving water quality, reclaiming soil and sediment, preserving wildlife, and reducing traffic.
Very exciting, and I know there'll be additional programs up ahead, Richard, consistent with the Greenport philosophy.
Well, we are going to continue this. This is more than just a program. It's an ethic that the Board of Harbor Commissioners and the staff are going to be using and working through on an annual basis. We hope to have more open houses. We are going to definitely be embarking on new and exciting programs to improve the quality of life of the residents of Long Beach.
Wonderful. Well, congratulations. Recently, one of your top executives, Geraldine Natz, was selected to be the executive director of your neighboring port, the Port of Los Angeles. And I understand it's the first female director in that port's history. And I know she has been a valued employee of the Port of Long Beach for many years. And any comments you would like to make?
Well, I think our hats are off to Geraldine. She has been with the Port of Long Beach for the last 24 years, comes from our planning division and has moved up to be one of our managing directors. She will be missed, but we think it's a feather in the cap of the Port of Long Beach that the Port of Los Angeles would come to the Port of Long Beach to find their next leader, and it bodes well for us when we know that we'll be able to work cooperatively with Geraldine now that she'll be heading the Port of Los Angeles.
They made a wonderful choice.
Let's talk for a moment about a very controversial issue, which is the proposed LNG facility to be located theoretically in the Port of Long Beach. The environmental impact draft report has been circulated, and comments have been received. Both the City of Long Beach and the Coastal Commission have stated that they found the EIR to be inadequate, in some cases understating the risk. What comments would you like to make as representatives of the port about the EIR and the LNG terminal?
Well, I'd just like to say this. Our position as a Board of Harbor Commissioners is that we don't have a position until we get all the information from the EIR and the EIS back from the community with their comments. As you stated, it is just a draft, and it will not be complete until we take into consideration the comments and the concerns that the public has. When that time comes and we get all that information back and we are able to disseminate it, then the Board of Harbor Commissioners will make a decision.
So, Richard, if you agree with the city's position that the EIR draft is inadequate or the Coastal Commission's position to the same effect, you would then remedy that deficiency and ask for additional information in the EIR.
That's correct. That's really the process that we're going through is one that works very well. As you and Doris have mentioned, this is a draft. Based on the draft, people will take a look at that draft. They'll ask additional questions. They'll ask for additional clarifications and want comments back. We will take all of those comments back, and in the final environmental impact report, in an environmental impact statement, we will address those questions or go back and do further research so that we can adequately answer the concerns of the public.
And just for the record, this is very valuable waterfront port land where this terminal would be built, if it's to be built. You have no shortage of other tenants for that land. I mean, they're lining up to want to build terminals there. You don't need the LNG terminal to find a tenant, basically.
No, I think it's safe to say that the demand is greater than the supply of land at the Port of Long Beach. And if LNG would not be the preferred use there, there are other types of uses that we could put to the
property. So the port then doesn't have an economic interest in this one way or the other.
Well, I would think that's an accurate statement, but to the extent that it could be an environmentally friendly operation that would bring liquefied natural gas to fleet vehicles in Southern California and maybe reduce the rate of gas to the Long Beach residents, those are all in the best interest of the port and the city, I think.
So bottom line then, folks, we're faced with a situation of whether we want to facilitate the import of LNG, which we need, which will have a lot of positive environmental effects, reducing diesel emissions and all, versus the risk, which we're not fully aware of, but it seems like a very serious risk of catastrophic explosion, terrorist attack, and that kind of thing. And those are part of the things that the EIR has to deal with. And so we'll be continuing this discussion. We thank both of our guests, Doris and Dick, for coming down so much. Happy holidays to you guys. Thanks for joining us. Stay with us. We'll be back with more of our show after these messages.